So you come through a series of ground floor spaces, which are often picking up the theme of circle versus rectangle, with all sorts of views back through the different spaces of the building through circular and rectangular windows, which give up as well as down views. You pass the sunken garden and eventually come out into the three-floor height circular space, in which, as well as sculpture and paintings, we will show a large collection of ceramics, the 20th century ceramics related to St. Ives. You come out through all these spaces quite suddenly into the gallery roof, which has, I would argue, some of the most spectacular views from any art gallery in the world. You can see 180 degrees through from Hale Sands round to St. Agnes and beyond, round the lower part of the town and the island and Porthmere Beach itself, and looking out so that, if you can imagine, you have virtually a total panorama of the entire Cornish coast for about 30 miles. You also can see most of the famous locations within St. Ives art, such as the harbour, the island, Alfred Wallace's house, the Porthmere Studios, the Mariner's Church, the Penwith Gallery, and so on.